if we were to say, I don't know, get me elected as the Prime Minister, you know, just theoretically speaking, and I do my three acts of Parliament and then I leave. The first act is to change the office of the Prime Minister to the office of the Prime Sinister, so that everybody elected after me will we have to be called Sinister. And then secondly would be the I'd ram through under urgency with no democratic accountability whatsoever the Suppression of Scumbaggery Act, which would create a government department to be staffed by volunteers from the community to investigate and prosecute corruption within the government and within corporations operating inside New Zealand. Okay, so the problem is the first thing you'd have to do is actually clean out the court system. Like, that would be target number one. So that way you can then use that clean system to prosecute other corrupt government officials, corrupt corporations that are operating within New Zealand. And the third act that I would do as the Prime Minister would be to pass the Suppression of Any Further Legislation Act, which would stop any more laws being passed to encroach upon people's freedoms, and there would be a clause in it that has an opt-out for laws that currently require your consent. So anything that's not falling under common law, i.e. hurting people, damaging their personal private property, or stealing it, you know, that kind of thing, anything outside of that is a consensual law and you can just opt out. You know, I think that would probably make a huge dent in the problems that we're facing in this country. But I'll never get elected Prime Minister, though, you know, because I'm just too freaking out there.
Yeah, well, too frank in your opinion. You got to hide your agenda. You got, you know, like the politicians do routinely, and the bureaucrats, many of them.
Here's an idea. How about I go out and I tell people that I'm going to do the direct opposite of what I'm planning to do. So I come up and say, vote for me, everybody. I'm going to sell the country's assets. I'm going to increase police power so that you don't have any rights. I'm going to sign trade deals which put the country under the control of foreign corporations. I'm going to cover up judicial corruption, uproot well-established New Zealand communities and sell them out to Chinese investors, allow oil drilling off of the coast, and I'm also going to sign us up to foreign military packs so that they can have control of all our armed forces and send our boys over to die for somebody else's behest. Vote for me. I guarantee you, it wouldn't lie a frickin' landslide, because it's worked so far, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's incredible. Your journalism is quite unique for New Zealand, just because there's really no investigative mainstream journalism, because there's an independent reporter, what's his name, Brian Bruce, who's done did that huge child poverty
Sorry, you're breaking up there a little bit. Brian Bruce did what?
And that, of course, after he did that, John Key appointed his mate in charge of programming at TVNZ.
Hold on a second.
That was quite revealing of how...
You cut out a little bit there where you said Brian Bruce did something. What was it that he did?
Well, he's an independent TV producer. And what he did is he did this series on child poverty in New Zealand, which was quite damning of the government policies. I don't know if you heard about that, but after he did that, John Key appointed his mate in charge of programming at TVNZ to make sure he didn't get any further funding, which continues to this day. Oh, like Penny, my friend Penny Bice says, you just can't make this stuff up. Anybody who exposes anything that the government doesn't like, they just don't get funding. And that's just what it comes down to. Obviously, you're not getting government funding.
Yeah. Well, I think with politicians and the plan for the country, it pays to do it, perceive it as a hurricane, to plan for the worst and hope for the best. And unfortunately, the best never comes.